I don't know who started it and why they still continue it, but the quickest way to turn me off in church is to start with that turn to your neighbor foolishness.
Welcome to Turn to Your Neighbor. This is the Christian Talk Show where we talk about the church, music, movies, social media, and a whole lot more. I'm Cliff, and this is Big Dre. What's up, brother?
What's up, family? What's up? What's up? What's up? Oh, wait.
There you go.
What up? Neighbor! Yo, brother, I can be having the longest day in the world, but every time I hear that lady start talking, I just automatically smile. She's just so mad. The neighbors still haven't found us out her name yet.
That's all right.
I don't know what's going on there, but yo, she gets so mad. She's still angry.
Sister hater. Thank God she wasn't talking about us, though. She just talked about
I wonder if that's like affected her in her real life. You know what I'm saying? Like, then that's next time she went to church, pastor, oh, you don't like talking to your neighbor, huh? Well, we're going to do this for Sister Mabel. You know?
I'm pretty sure she's the type of person that does not care.
That's true. That's a valid point.
She does not care. The pastor doesn't like it. She does not care.
She has hit that age in her life where she doesn't care. She says what she wants and does what she wants.
Exactly.
100%.
What's up to all the neighbors out there? Thank you so much for hanging with us today. We got a little later start than normal, 9:30 Eastern, as opposed to 9 o'clock. But we appreciate all y'all that joined us anyway. Neighbors, right now, do me a favor, wherever you are, if you those of you watching live, even if you're on demand, do me a favor, like and share at the bottom of your screen somewhere down here. You know, make sure you hit like and share. Let people know that we are up in here because I did not get a Facebook notification when we went live. I think Facebook is becoming a hater of live video. I mean, there's some other people that I follow that have gone live and I haven't gotten notifications
on Facebook. Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if the neighbors are getting notifications, but I'm assuming they are.
But Facebook, I wonder Facebook if doesn't they like just me. Pay for them now.
Pay for? No, I doubt it.
Like they make people pay to get notifications, I wonder.
I don't know. See, Anthony Reed said he didn't get notification either. Facebook is becoming a hater. I don't know why. It's like, you know, you make money when we use your service, Facebook. So why not encourage people to use your service? You know?
You know, already neighborhood starting off. Facebook got zero oils. Yeah.
I don't know why Facebook is like that, but I'm not complaining, Mr. Zuckerberg, if you're listening, because we are streaming for free. So, well, to Facebook for free. Yeah, so.
Bruh.
Let
me tell you what kind of week I had, brother. I had to break out real anointing oil. Like, we've been out here anointing stuff. Like, for real in real life. Like, the power of prayer and just anointing oil, brother.
It's okay, is everything all right?
Brother, we gonna make it. We gonna make it. But every now and then, a little dab will do you, brother. A little dab will do you. And I had to reassert some things and get some things in order. So I turned to my wife. I was like, "Where is our anointing oil at?" And she brought down this old half gallon from downstairs.
Wait.
ain't no half gallon. It's not a half.
I'm about to say. I mean, even though it is only like olive oil, people prayed over, but still, yeah. I mean, like. A half gallon.
Let's talk about this real quick. The proper type of anointing oil. I don't want the stuff that just smells like a olive oil that somebody prayed over. If I don't get some frankincense and myrrh, some good smells coming out my anointing oil, I know what properly anointing oil smells like. And if you ain't giving me the stuff that I need, I'm not messing with your anointing oil. Your anointing oil ain't real. I'll just tell you that right now. Not all anointing oils are the same. Does anointing oil expire? Because I know the blood doesn't expire, but does the anointing oil expire?
And I'm shocked that there's no branded anointing oil. Like, there's no, like...
Oh, yeah.
There's no Pepsi of anointing oil. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. There's a bunch of... Okay, if I had to ask the neighbors right now... Yo, your sister said a little cinnamon. Yo, Pastor handed this to Dre. He said, Dre, do the neighbors need to ride on someone? The devil. the devil. No, I'm being 100% serious.
Hey,
it was one of those weeks. We battle not against principalities, but not about flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. It's like we had to put some things back into the line and tell the devil where he comes from and where he can go back to. We had to adjust some things real quick, and we will continue to adjust some things. So all prayers are appreciated, but let the devil know, he's under my feet. Amen, because sometimes he forgets. Him and his minions decide to try to ride up out of their little spots. So we got to put back up in it. But aside from that, I don't want my anointing oil smelling like cinnamon. I'm going to have to disagree on this one. It's frankincense and myrrh. First of all, I don't even know what frankincense and myrrh are. I just know
exactly
what my anointing oil is supposed to smell like. And cinnamon is not it.
Would you even know where to get frankincense and myrrh?
I don't know.
I would have to just basically search on Amazon and see if.
But this is my question. If you had to go and you couldn't, you needed it today, so you couldn't get it through Amazon, could you go find anointing oil? Like, you know, go buy some?
Yeah, I would go to the grocery store. No, I would go to my. I would go to my.
Here we go. This is what I'm talking about.
No, I would go to my kitchen cabinet, get the olive oil, put it in a little vial, pray over it, anointing oil.
Can you go buy the good quality frankincense and myrrh infused anointing oil?
Do you even know where to get frankincense from?
Hey, is it my anointing oil? That's all I know. All I know.
Ain't nobody. We're not going to go there. We're not going to.
Yo, see, Patrick had to let me know, Dre, you don't watch enough TBN after dark. There's 3-in-1 oil from the dude that yells and screams. Tell that brother I said I appreciate it. I appreciate it a lot. We're going to find out. But
we got enough out of the anointing oil discussion?
I'm good.
All right, so I want to start today's show off with, unfortunately, some sad news that...
Oh, Lord.
Why are you surprised? Well, that's right, because you don't pay attention to the topics. You do not read the rundown. But in case, this was trending, the Christian artist, Grammy Award-winning singer Mandisa... recently passed away. Mandisa was a top 10 finalist on American Idol at one point. She pretty much sung, you know, CCM circles, you know. There's no like Mandisa Shirley Caesar duets out there, I don't believe. You know, she hung out in CCM circles. But Mandisa, you know, Grammy Award winning CCM artist, she recently passed away a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed away in her home. The cause of death is still unknown. But, you know, we just pray for her family and all those that loved her, because she was, I don't know if you ever heard her sing before, super talented, amazing voice. Yeah. But she is no longer with us. They have ruled out foul play as of right now. So we know it was not foul play. And she did pass away in her home. And, you know, it's documented that she at times in her life has had some mental health challenges. So I'm praying that it was not something related to that. But so we rest in peace, Mandisa.
Only 47, boy. Only 47.
Yeah.
Hey, man. God bless. God bless that good. I remember when Mandisa was on American Idol, though. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So you go. We're gonna leave it at that.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna move on from Mandisa.
That wasn't nothing but some fish plates and some chicken plates right there. Yes. I remember when Mandisa was on there, but I'm gonna be quiet.
So we're gonna move off from Sister Mandisa.
Her Kimberly Locke. We can go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
Kimberly. Mm-hmm. Yes. May her. You got an American Idol of who's who in your mind?
I remembers.
You remember? Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead, brother.
So we're going to move on from Sister Mandisa. And maybe you caught this, even though you don't check out the rundown. Maybe you caught this. We recently, you know, this a few months ago, you and I, not together, but we both saw the reunion tour with Kirk Franklin and Israel Houghton and Ty Tribbett.
Yeah.
And Clark Sisters and David and Tamla Mann. You know, it was a great show. They did arenas all around the country. Well, it has been announced, and it's not a real, like, super official announcement, but the social media official, that there will be a reunion tour 2.0, as you can see here.
Hey, Marvin.
Turn the audio down because there's really nothing to hear. But Reunion Tour 2.0 will feature, according to the individuals in this picture, and this video came from Fred Hammond's Instagram account. So Reunion Tour 2.0 will feature Kirk Franklin, Fred Hammond, Yolanda Adams, the Clark Sisters, and Marvin Sapp. Dates have not been announced yet, but, you know, some of our gospel favorites are going on tour once again.
That's true. This tour got real old.
It was old before. I mean, Ty is 40 plus. He was the youngest one in the last one.
We are heavier towards the 60s here.
Yes. And
heavy.
And because it is old, it brought a thought to my mind when I saw this picture that I am definitely going to this tour.
Interesting.
Here is why. Well, no, when I saw this picture, like, I saw I'm definitely going because everyone in this picture is over 50.
Yeah.
In this video. And not to be all morbid or nothing, but I don't know how long any of them have.
That's a very valid point.
So I made up in my mind, I'm gonna do my best to see all my favorites before either they choose not to perform anymore or the Lord calls them home.
Jesus. Okay.
I'm just saying. Right. I'm just saying.
I was gonna go to retirement.
As the old listen, since we were very young, the old saints have always said, well, tomorrow is not promised to us. Yeah. And so
and they say it every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, like Kirk and Fred, I've said plenty of times, they're two of my favorite artists of any kind of music ever in life. So, you know, if I can, I'm gonna see them as much as possible.
Yeah. I want to see what the ticket price is. Let me see what the price point is on this.
It's going to be similar to the last ticket price.
Nah, you can keep that. No. You're going to knock that down a couple.
You're not going to pay the price you paid both, last time. You're not going to pay for this lineup.
Both Ty and Israel were on that tour.
I hear you.
Drives the price up. Let's be honest. In today's gospel, Ty and Israel were on that.
Well, let Kirk tell it. The Clark Sisters were the star of the show. Like he, in interviews, he said the Clark Sisters were like the stars. Like people went crazy over them. I'm just saying.
They are a legacy act. And I will say as an individual, Kiara's mom showed out that night. She did her thing. What's Kiara's mom name? Karen?
Karen.
Karen showed out that night. But that was Ty. That was Ty's show. That was Ty's show. Maybe it's because I was in Philly, but that was Ty's.
Maybe. Location probably had something to do with it.
Yeah, that was Ty's show. But how much you paying for this? What's your price point?
See, the thing is, I'm for me, it's different because I got not only me, I got two other people I got to bring with me.
I know.
Can't buy my ticket and that's it. I got to pay for at least three tickets.
Let's me and you just talk. Me and you. What's your price point?
My price point, I would pay over $100.
Ooh, ooh.
If I'm just buying one ticket, I would pay over $100.
For them?
I would pay over $100 for just one ticket. $100 on the floor, yeah.
I got all their best cuts right here, and they ain't gonna hit some of them notes. The only one who gonna hit the notes like they used to is Yolanda. Yolanda, and guess what? The Clark Sisters proved me wrong last time, so we ain't gonna come for they next again.
Oh, Karen still got it. I'm not sure what you're
about to say. We ain't gonna come for they next again. The Clark Sisters proved me wrong last. So is Yolanda and the Clark Sisters. We're gonna only one gonna hit the notes like they used to. There's no high energy on that tour. And even he, like, I can tell you what.
As far as high energy material, Kirk and Fred have the highest energy material as far as music.
Right.
Fred is at the stage where, and this upset my dad when my parents went to see him at concert was. Fred,
He sits down the whole time.
Well, no. Fred can just turn the mic to the crowd and we'll sing his songs and go beast. And so my parents went to see him and he did that. And my dad did not like that. He's like, I paid to come to you to sing, not for me to sing your song. But
and yes.
Yeah.
I felt the same way about Usher. When I went to go see Usher in Vegas, I said, hey, player, you're doing a little too much turning to the crowd. Put that mic. I don't want to hear their version of the run. I want to hear yours. If Fred does that, I'm going to boo. Gospel artists don't get to do that.
You're gospel artist. I have enough faith in Kirk's ability to put something together to like produce the whole thing. It's going to be quality. Like I've seen many Kirk Franklin shows with different artists. Yeah. I've never been disappointed.
I don't want to go to the first. Because I went to the first stop of the tour, or it was the second stop of the tour last time. I was actually disappointed in both the production and the band, because the band was still trying to get their junk together and they wasn't on beat. So maybe when they get a few, this is one of those tours where you don't want to get the first couple ones, but you don't want to get the last couple ones neither, because they're going to be tired by the end of this tour.
Well, that too, and we don't know if everybody's going to be at every stop, every stage.
Yes, that's a good one.
I'm assuming Kirk and Fred will, because the biggest two. However, the biggest concern, and I told you how I got caught out. Not my concern, but I have a teenage, big time teenage Clark Sisters fan in my house, and when we went to see it, the Clark Sisters were not there.
What
I'm going to do, and I suggest anyone else who cares about seeing the Clark Sisters on this tour, if I were you, once the schedule comes out, I will cross-reference that with the Church of God in Christ's schedule to make sure that there are no big events that Sister Karen will not be at. So, like, I can tell you, the conventions and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You want to make sure that whatever show you go into does not conflict with a major Church of God in Christ event, because it will be highly likely that the Clark Sisters won't be there if there's some big Church of God in Christ event on the night you want to see this tour.
Go to the website. It's Kojic.com.
Kojic.org.
Oh, I think it's Kojic.org.
Well, yes, I mean, don't bother going now because the reunion tour dates are not out yet. They even said, like I said, the only announcement we have is an Instagram post for him. That's it.
And Fred has been saying some wild stuff on Instagram sometimes, so this may have just been something for something else. But
no, for what else? This is going to happen. I don't know if you remember, we played the video not long after the first reunion tour. Kirk went online, was just talking about the tour and everything, and he kind of teased that there will be a reunion tour 2.0, but he teased a different group of artists. He mentioned Fred, but he also mentioned, you know, this is probably just wishful thinking, pie in the sky. I hadn't really talked to anybody, but he did mention BBCC.
Right.
Not there. He did mention Mary Mary.
Right.
They're not there. Maybe he tried, maybe they couldn't get his schedules or whatever, but this is the group he got.
Okay. So I'm doing some numbers here. I want you to do some numbers with me.
Okay.
So Fred 63. Okay.
63. And he's had like I think a hip replacement, just lower extremities major surgery.
Right. Marvin's 57. Okay. I'm just going down as we go. The Yolanda is, let me see. She's 62. How old are the Clark Sisters? I don't know. Who else is on this one? Who else is on this?
The Clark Sisters and Kirk. And Kirk is 50 something.
Okay. Clark Sisters. Okay. And so even with them.
Are you trying to do average age?
Yeah, brother. Woo-hoo-hoo. Who we got? 69, Twinkie 69, Clark. Karen is the youngest at 63. Okay, well, we'll just put her down. We'll just put her number down at the youngest.
I'm intrigued where you're going with this man.
Who are we going to put on here to lower this age down, get this average age lower? Like, I need something with a little bit of bump to it. I need something. We got to bring this down a little bit. I need something with a little bit more energy. Here's the thing. Can I be honest with you? I don't enjoy Kirk Franklin as a performer anymore. I just don't. I just don't. His V cuts is too V-ing for me.
Because you paid attention to him when he got on. I forgot. You're the one who cares about people's hygiene, what clothes they wear, all that other kind of stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry for caring about people's hygiene. I don't want to smell your funk while you sit beside me. Oh, but yeah, okay. I can't. And if he gyrates one more time in his stretchy blouses, I just can't do it. Yeah, we'll see. People say I need to see the drop the dates. They didn't want to see the tour dates. I need to see exactly what they're trying to put down here.
I'm gonna do my best to be there. Mm-hmm. Like Amen. The old saying, if the Lord delays his coming.
Is this a stadium tour or is this a mega church tour?
This is a stadium tour. Come on, man. Why is that even a question?
Because they don't have stadium people.
What are you talking about?
Even with the last tour, before the first reunion tour, when Kirk went on the tour with Mav, who was filling the stadium, Kirk or Mav?
You're gonna tell me Maverick City.
The numbers are going to tell you.
Even though Kirk Franklin was filling stadiums before Maverick City ever picked up a microphone.
He was at one point, yes. You're right. He was, past tense.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, I'm out
are
here.
Are we really going to have this conversation?
I'm out here. I got these takes.
Are we going to have this in public in front of the people?
Like, yo.
Do we really want to?
This is hilarious. This is the purse Peppermints and Deacon Keys tour. Yes. This is what we're getting. This is... You know who sponsors this tour?
But do you know why they will fill a stadium? It's because...
The old people got money.
Exactly. Their demographic has the money.
Old people got money. Are they willing to come out? That's the question.
Were they not out at the last one?
That's the thing. That if you look around that stadium, it was not that old.
If you look... Where I were, it was older people all around me.
It was not that old. I'm telling you, this joint, you're going to have to start this particular set of concerts round about 3 p.m. to keep everybody to get your 3 hours.
I'm not sure where you got all this.
You start at 3, get them done by about 6 so they can get their medicine in, get something to eat, and be in bed on time.
I'm really not sure where you got all this hateration and holleration in this dancery from.
Just saying.
But you need to just leave it alone.
So I'm just saying.
See?
Why are you doing this?
But this is what, see, you just, I get it.
I respect you.
But look, I get it. You just became of age. You just got into that old age.
This ain't Billy.
I'm here to tell you. All of the old acts in every genre who have built a following for years, now their following has more disposable income than they had previously. These older acts will sell out or will fill arenas. I'm telling you.
We're going to see.
It's going to work in gospel, rock.
This tour is sponsored by Robles.
Whatever genre you're talking about.
Just Playing 12 is on fire. This tour is definitely sponsored by
whoever. It can be sponsored by whoever, but I will be there.
All right. Sponsored by AARP. That would be smart. AARP linking up with this tour would be smart. And whatever preferred form of prune juice would also be smart. Prune juice, diabetes medicine. There's a couple things. Ointments. I can make this thing work for you. Go ahead, brother. I'm gonna let it go.
I'm shocked with the hatering shit. I'm appalled. And wow. I think it's because the last tour spoiled you so much.
Yes.
The last tour spoiled you.
Yes.
And while you know these are not the collection of them are not all my favorite artists of all time. Mm-hmm. I got two. And I'm going to be happy with my two, and I'm going to enjoy the other ones in whatever way they come in this concert.
The health fair before the show. Your sister said it could be Depends. I can see that. This could be solid. Hey, that is true. With this demographic they're trying to bring out, there's going to have to be more bathroom breaks. That's a good point.
Oh, good Lord. The hateration is
that's
just
a solid point.
Crazy. All right. So this concert is going to have some, I'm already anticipating some great moments, right? So because the caliber of singer in this concert is better than the caliber of singer in the last reunion tour. Yes, yeah, vocally, the vocal quality is better, even though Tamla Man, but you give me Marvin Sapp, Yolanda, and the Quartetists, and Fred Hammond, much higher quality than the
collection. So Ty was the weak link vocally on the last tour, because that's not really what he does, but he still sings well.
If we had a draft, right? We take out Kirk because he's not a singer, and then we had like a draft, like NFL draft style, drafted everybody in this picture, in this video, plus Ty, plus Israel, right? The last three picks of the draft would be Jackie Clark, Ty Tripp, and Israel. Not in that order, but those would be the bottom three. Yeah. Jackie Clark, Ty Tripp, Israel. We know that, right? Like, this is not a debate, right? Really, right? So the vocal quality of 2.0 is greater than the vocal quality of the original. I'm just saying vocals, not quality of music. I'm just saying vocals. So you know they're gonna have a pass the mic session.
Mm-hmm.
And so the No Weapon pass the mic is gonna be bananas.
Let me ask my D-Jax, Darnell. Look at the people on the screen. And this is the reunion tour 2.0. You going to see this concert, my G? That's one of my OGs on there. That's Fred Hammond, Clark Sisters, Marvin Sapp, Yolanda, and who's that last one again? That's a Clark sister there, man. Okay. I think I'll go see it. Oh, hey, now this is something.
No, it's not gonna be an open. It's too many people for it to be open act.
I like what
somebody gonna come in. Let me like Isaac Curry gonna give the little introduction, the rules of the concert, and then they're gonna start the concert. That's what it's gonna be. See, yes. Now there you go. Now even our brother Darnell Jackson,
DJ,
will you listen to him? If you will not listen to me,
DJ, how much you putting on this ticket? My man, he's putting 100 for one ticket.
There you go. They're gonna have a pass the mic part. They're gonna do No Weapon, Now Behold the Lamb, and it's gonna be fire. And there was some other songs. It's gonna be fire.
Just Plain 12 said, honestly, this is undefeated as a praise to. That's a solid. It's gonna be some old school guy. They're gonna be some foot stomping, some hand clapping, for sure, for sure.
But you too big of a hater, and you're going to miss out on your blessing.
Oh, D. Jackson lost his entire mind. He $200 a ticket for one ticket? You making that good money. I got to go see my boy, see what he's doing. The band kills. We'll see. And that was my beef with the one I went to. If the band shows up, we'll see. This could be a show. I'm just saying, dog. Start at 3:00.
I'm done. We gonna move on
Go ahead.
The hateration is just appalling.
I know you were expecting completely different.
No, I just didn't expect to be this big of a hater. I was not. I will admit, I was not expecting that. But I get it. You were spoiled by the first one.
Sister, $200 is normal after all these doggone fees. They do be slapping some fees. I see what
Ticketmaster be like, fee.
Yes, a fee for this fee. A fee to pay the other fee. Like, Lord have mercy. Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and like my man Darnell said, you don't sit in the back. $200 for like in the front.
I don't sit in the back. Oh, man.
I can't pay $200 because, like I said, I got to buy at least three tickets, if not more. But, you know.
Your all mother right. Made it clear you can't just buy one ticket, so I think she's expecting you to buy her ticket.
No, that's four.
So I just wanted you to know that she said that earlier.
That's four, and I like I said, I owe it to my Clark Sisters fan to go to a show with the Clark Sisters.
All right, I'm gonna quit hating. I look forward to seeing what it was hitting for. I look forward.
All right, we're gonna move on. So, 2 weeks ago, we would have covered this last week, but we were not able to have a show. So, interesting thing happened, and it was actually trending on Twitter. So, Pastor Mark Driscoll, a somewhat well-known Christian pastor, he was at this conference called the Stronger Men's Conference. So, men's conference, of course, for just men. And he was basically kicked off stage at said conference. I'm going to play you this video, and this was trending on Twitter, people talking about it. So I'll play you this video. He had an issue with the performer. So early in the conference, there was a gentleman performing, and you'll see in the video who, while he's talking, the person who put this video together put a clip of the performer who performed at a separate time. So he's not performing while the guy's talking. But the performer was one of the acrobats, people kind of climb up poles and stretch their body out on poles and swallow swords and
scribbles.
yeah. Well,
Scribbles.
the brother is allegedly an ex-stripper as well. So I'm going to show you. I'll play the video for you and the neighbors. You can hear Pastor Mark's comments. You'll also see him getting kicked off stage for making said comments, and we will talk about it after. So check this out.
Let me do this. I've been up since 1 o'clock in the morning. The reason I'm hoarse is I have been praying for you, and my heart is very burdened for you.
It's kind of a nothing.
And I want to be very careful with this, and it's not what I want to say, but the Jezebel spirit has already been here. The Jezebel spirit opened our event. This is a rebuke and a correction of no one. This is an observation. Before the word of God was open, there was a platform. It was a high place. On it was a pole, an asherah. The same thing that's used in a strip club for women who have the Jezebel spirit to seduce men. In front of that was a man who ripped his shirt off like a woman does in front of a pole at a strip club. That man then ascended. See, our God is not arrogant. He doesn't ascend. Our God is humble. He descends.
That was a stretch.
That was a stretch.
That's a
you
stretch.
Swallow the sword, and Jesus Christ. Okay, Pastor John, I'll receive that. Thank you.
I'm gonna pause it for a second. So what you're about to see is Pastor John Lindell. He's the person who's organizing this event. He yelled out in the crowd something to Pastor Mark, and now basically Pastor Mark is about to leave the stage, and you're
Look,
gonna see.
he said, "John, you're wrong. You're done." And that's what he said. That's what the brother said. That's what he yelled out the crowd.
Mark. Yeah.
Yeah.
John said to Mark.
Yeah, John said to Mark. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Pastor, you're wrong. You're done. He's like, I received that. He walked off.
Yeah. So
you got the extended cut. I haven't seen this cut yet. I've been looking for these other videos.
I'll tell you one thing.
If Mark wanted to say that, he should have said it to me first. He did. Matthew 18. Matthew 18. If your brother offends you, go to him privately. I talked to Mark for a half hour. There was not one word of that. He's out of line. If you want to say it, he can say it to me. You may not agree with me. You may not agree with him. But we are brothers in Christ, and there's a right way to handle this.
Okay, so what went down, in case, just to kind of recap what went down, Mark Driscoll is speaking at this Stronger Men's Conference, and
right.
he has an issue, because early in the conference, as you can see in the video now, there was an acrobat, a gentleman doing acrobatic things. For some reason, he was compelled to take his shirt off to do this. I believe he probably could have did the same said feats with the shirt on. But hey, who am I to judge? Who am I to judge? But and so he's climbing up this pole, and allegedly this brother is a former reform stripper. Back there was a time in his life. He is now, you know, doesn't do that anymore. But he's a and the guy's name, let me get the Alex Magala. That's the stripper's name. It's gonna give him the performer. That's his name.
Okay.
I'm trying to do some real commentary here, some quality commentary. And so, you know, as you heard, Pastor Mark has an issue, said the spirit of Jezebel has entered this place because my man was doing acrobatics, swallowing swords with a shirt off, going up and down poles, et cetera, et cetera. And then you heard Pastor John Lindell, who is the organizer of this event, openly, well, yell out to Mark, you know, you're wrong, you're out of order. And basically he got on stage and said, Mark, we could have had this discussion in private. If you had an issue, we were talking earlier, we could have had this discussion. I got some more to add, but go ahead, I'll let you go.
You talking all that ballyhoo rah rah, you ain't say nothing to me when we was face to face. That's what he was saying. Yo, this is the wildest thing in the world. There's so many different levels of this. I want to start with this.
Okay.
This is a humongous convention. Is that a church or a stadium?
This is a stadium. So this is in Minnesota. So this is probably wherever the Timberwolves play. This is a stadium.
We had a whole stadium, right? Mm-hmm. That means this whole planning process went through several different levels.
Yeah.
I don't understand why the pool boy needed to be there. Like, I have some questions. I think old boy was reaching with some of the things he was saying.
Yeah.
But it was a reach. And I agree with you. Who was me to judge? But maybe he could have done it with his shirt on and showed his strength that way. He could have just done some pull-ups. He could have hit some pull-ups. I don't know why he had to swallow the sword. I don't understand.
Yeah. That's part of his feats of strength and amazement. So, go ahead.
Kevin on stage said something so wild that I'm not going to repeat on this program.
Okay.
But if y'all go through Kevin on stages, just go through his thing. And he had some ideas about what was happening with the sword. Go ahead.
So, the thing about this conference is apparently Pastor Lindell has booked these extreme acts in the past. So like last year he had monster trucks and, you know, and people with rifles and, you know, machine guns, all other kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. this is the point is to have these testosterone filled type of performances. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure why shirtless acrobat guy was the call here, but that's the call he made. Now he has since apologized for shirtless acrobat guy. Apologize for that. He has issued apology for having Mark Driscoll on stage. They have since, and the thing is that the two of them, he said we talked about a half hour ago. You know, we talked for a half hour earlier. You never said anything to me. These two aren't just like, I'm booking you for my show. These two are fairly close.
Oh, okay.
So the history goes that there was a time when, for those of you know, Mark Driscoll used to be pastor of some church called Mars Hill in Seattle, but in a case of what people call pastoral abuse, ended up losing that church anyway, and then started his new church in Arizona. But when he was going through his trials and his issues with his church, they said that he was hanging out at Lindell's house. Lindell was counseling him, helping him get through this hard time. So he's actually been on my man's couch in his house, you know?
Right.
And they're tight.
Right.
And for them to not have a conversation, if you have an issue with it, why not? You were at my house. Why can't you just have a conversation with me if you have an issue with it? Why you got to put our business out on the street?
That's a solid point. If you was up since 1 a.m., really praying for somebody, I think you could have addressed the person organizing the event.
If he was up,
yeah, if you was a real one, if you wasn't even a real one, if you just wasn't being weird about it, and be like, yo, I feel something was off here, and I'm going to address it tonight. Just give me a heads up. Yeah.
If he was up since 1 a.m. at 8 a.m., you could have gave me a call.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna play the audio, but in this video here that you see, you're going to see the two of them actually going to be on stage together. It's a cell phone video from the upper deck, so it's not even
okay.
But you see that you can see in the wee distance the two of them on the stage, and they kind of hashing it out. I was wrong, you know. I was wrong. I should have came to you. So they kind of squashed the whole thing. But of course, Pastor Mark got some. Let's call it some financial benefit over this whole thing, because I think he, you know, of course he got his notoriety. Well, more notoriety mm-hmm. in social media was trending, and he used that to, okay, I'm talking about this here. I got information on this book here, and you know, that kind of thing. So he leveraged this thing to somewhat of a financial advantage.
That brother got that Kanye spirit. That's that Kanye yeah. spirit. I'm gonna do something wild. I'm gonna make some cash off of it.
Don't think shirtless acrobat would have been my call. That's all.
No, I think that was solid. I wonder what the insurance was on having him swallow a sword or whatever. That's a lot. Just because that's extra. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And here's the question. I'm lost in all this. I think it was a solid question that somebody asked earlier. Does sword swallowing lead people to Jesus? It was a solid question. It's like, what was the purpose? If we get back to the very base root of all this, how does it should all be governed by, hey, how does this work out towards Jehovah?
He was just trying to give the people entertainment, and it just wasn't the greatest call. Okay. I guess, remember, I don't know if you remember back in the day, I think it was called the Power Team, where like these real buff brothers were like rip books and rip dictionaries and do
yes.
the strength in the name of Christ. Like they would hit you with the message in the middle of it. Like,
yes, I remember
maybe,
those dudes.
Maybe they wasn't available. Maybe they not doing
it. Here's the thing. My I just lost my other, my other question was, oh, I lost. God must have blocked it from me. I'm about to say something wild. God blocked it. I'm gonna be quiet. But anyway, I hope all these brothers work everything out with whatever's going on. The one cat, like if you go back to the original video, mm-hmm. there was some mad underlying tension there, because so quickly the crowd turned and you get off stage.
They were just yelling. They were just
You're
so upset.
God, like he talked about stage. Them
personally. Like he talked about them personally.
Yes, that brother was so angry. I was like, brother, I don't know what's going on with you, but you got some things that you need to work out. So God bless you in the long term. Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right. So remember a couple of weeks ago, we showed the brother, we showed the video of the brother. His name was Pastor Josh Howerton. He was the one who basically tried to tell women how they should be on their wedding night. You know, you remember yes. that video? Like, dude.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I want to first. So I got another video of a pastor telling women what to do. I want to show you this because it's all going to be connected in a second. So this is Pastor Joby Martin. He's another pastor. He feels the need to tell women what to do. So check this out.
But the word picture is that of a mom nursing a baby. Now, I know it's weird for a dude to talk about nursing moms. I know it's super awkward, but that's just what the word means. And look, it's awkward for us too, ladies, just so you understand. Before we moved over here, in the front row of our first year, this lady thought that it was time to nurse on the front row. And I did not look at that and be like, oh, the steadfast love of the Lord. No, I'm like, get a room. That's gross, okay? And I know what you say. No, it's natural. There are many natural things. I don't care what you do, all right? So, anywho, we translate to steadfast love, but the word picture.
So here we have this pastor saying that a woman breastfeeding is gross, or nursing her child is gross.
Okay. Okay. That brother has some larger issues.
Yes.
He was a formula baby. And he was a formula baby. He's upset. He's hurt that he was a formula baby. And that's how that's coming out there. Now, I mean, unless, like, if she put, like, a little towel over her or whatever, a little draping, like, let her do what she got to do. You just mind your business. I don't understand.
Yeah, so I don't know what it is with people issues mm-hmm. with nursing. Like, go ahead, nurse. It doesn't matter. Nurse your kid. I mean, your child has to. Like, why yep. is that? So, this preacher right here has since issued an apology about this. However, like I told you, this is brother Joby. I told you, brother Josh, the other dude that had issues with his problem. Well, telling him what to do on the wedding night, right?
Right.
He issued an apology too. So we got both preachers talking out of pocket about women issuing an apology.
Right.
The craziness is that the brother that talked about the wedding night, he copied this brother's apology. Word for word. Bar for bar.
Wait, I'm going to play
bar for bar. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to play with you. So somebody cut it together. A bar for bar. This is a portion of the apology. So you're going to see both the brothers. Remember the brother who talked about women, what you got to do on your wedding night. We talked about it, you know,
yes.
Basically do what your man says. And this brother has issues with nursing. This brother apologized and the other guy pretty much copied him. Two different pastors, two different churches, copied him bar for bar. So I'm going to play this copied apology. Check this out.
Church, if you got your Bibles, and I hope you do, grab them. We're going to be in Psalm 34. And as you find your way to Psalm 34, I just need to address a thing.
Okay.
The Bible says in Proverbs 12:18, that careless words stab like a sword, and wise words lead to healing.
Is that careless words can stab like a sword, but that wise words lead to healing.
And what the Bible means in Proverbs 12, when it says careless words stab like a sword, it means regardless of your intent, like if I was careless with a pocket knife and it slipped out of my hand and stabbed you in the face.
And what that verse means is that, like, even if somebody had a steak knife and they like had the intent to cut their steak and their hand slipped and accidentally stab you in the face.
Church, I need you to hear this, okay? Three things. I love you. I love you. I love this church. I love getting to do this thing together.
Hey, I need you to hear three things. Number one, I love you.
Church, if you got your Bibles, and I hope you do, grab them. We're going to be in Psalm
34. Yes, so we are here copying apologies.
That's terrible. So which one was first?
The ball-headed gentleman. So Pastor Kobe, or Joby, sorry, Pastor Joby.
I really hope this was ChatGPT. Like, I really hope they both typed in it. Remember that time we was messing around with AI on here and we said, hey,
bring us up this
sermon?
No, Pastor Josh has admitted that he made a joke that he, like, 30% of the stuff that he says is copied from the other guy. So he jokingly admits to copying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he basically said 30% of things I say come from Pastor Joby. So he copied him. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why.
In today's America, and where you can see everything and we can edit, why would you do that? Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. If you knew that somebody, could you continue to follow that individual as a pastor? Like, if you knew, because you can't even come to me earnestly from your heart and apologize with your own word. Can you continue to follow them as a leader?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. Unless he issued another sincere apology. Probably that's more sincere than, you know, the Christian thing to do would be to forgive if he really came out and issued a sincere apology. But if he has no remorse, yeah, I copied, the end, then, you know, I would probably seek the Lord for fellowship in somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's
really weird.
Really weird. Okay.
That's really weird. Okay. Wasn't ready for that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, hey. He still has his church. Yes. Both of these gentlemen still pastor churches after making women feel uncomfortable. One is saying, this is what you got to do on your wedding night to please your man. The other is saying, nursing is gross. I have some takes about nursing, but I'm not going to say.
Keep
that to myself.
Yep, keep it. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand how you can't even make your own apology. That's wild to me. You have a problem. You have an issue, and you shouldn't be leading people. If you can't, you can't.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm guessing these are probably both one word churches. This is this is the downfall. Mm-hmm. One word churches, you in and out in like an hour 15, but then you get pastors who go off the rails with crazy
once comments. Again. Wonderful, wonderful lattes, great chai at the bar in the front. Yep. But you get this.
Yeah.
You get this. Yeah, you
so mm-hmm. you gotta pick your pick which
great on amenities, light on oil. One word.
Right, I got a couple of videos I want to play you first. I am all for visuals.
Can we stop real quick?
Yeah.
Because Jada Hanton just dropped a bar. They don't apologize in real life, so they can't apologize in public. That's a bar. If you can't apologize, like, if you don't apologize in real life, can you really just apologize in public like that? Yeah. That's true. Like, that's a training thing. Like, maybe you just don't know how, and that's a larger issue. Thank you, Jada, for that bar off the top rope. Appreciate you. Go ahead, brother. That's a
good comment. No, so I'm going to play a video of this. I wanted to show you this interesting choice of her sermon illustration. And let you and neighbors judge for yourself. Well, here we go.
Are immature naturally and spiritually. You're petty, you're jealous, and your jealousy stems from your own insecurity. And instead of dealing with the conflict, you fan the flames with your gossip. Immature Christians are worldly. This is how you look. Get it together.
So for the audio listeners, this woman is appears to be a woman is preaching in a baby outfit, a baby costume. No, is it neighbors? Is it too much? She's going too far.
Yo, your sister's a nut. She said that Mike Todd spirit be jumping on folks. Pastor Todd do be giving some extra stuff. I don't understand.
There we go.
I don't.
Oh, not this one. This one. Teletubby Ministries.
Here, to all preachers out there.
Yeah, go ahead.
My question, like, when you think you have something that's going to kill them, like, if you ever have to bring anything on stage that's not a Bible or your notes, or it's just your water, your tea, I need you to run it by somebody else first. I'm serious.
I hear you. I hear you.
Anytime at all, you have to bring on props. Sometimes it may be warranted, but I would just encourage a system of checks and balances. You need to check in with someone else first.
That's a good point. And I must admit that as the type of person who I'm like, I'll just do what I want. I'll just do what I feel led to do. That is a good point.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Hey, brother, this is, I think I got something that's deep. I got a good word, but I think I want to emphasize this word. I'm gonna hit him with the big baby soup this week. What do you think? And that allows your brother or sister in Christ to say, player, no, that's not what the Lord is saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad she didn't just walk up on there with just a diaper on. That's good.
She probably could have just had some baby, you know, products, you know, a bottle or something, and still could have got her point across. But, you know, hey,
she could have just had the binky in her mouth with the little thing around her neck.
I'm hoping her word was effective.
Here's the thing. When you're this deep into illustration, you're distracting from your word. You are literally sitting up there ranting and raving with the big old giant diaper hanging around you. And I'm supposed to listen. Stop it. Stop. God bless.
I got one more video I want to play, and I do have another video for after credits. I'm just going, the after credits video has some questionable. Well, it uses the N-word. That's all. And it's an after credits because I didn't feel like editing. Not gonna lie, so that's why it's an after credits. I didn't feel like editing. So I got one video, and then I got another video after credits. After credits video, it does use the N-word. But so I want you to, I'm just gonna go straight to this next video, and you and neighbors can check it out.
I'm healed. I'm healed. In my soul. When I count
it's a lot going on in this video. You could go to the singer, you could go to the musicians, wherever you want to start. Wherever you want.
No, he's not trying. No,
he sounds like, you know, when you give your children like a toy piano for a Christmas, yes, or something? That's what it sounds like. Just banging away at the keys.
Like, God, yes, I'm gonna say it. They sound like trash and people know it. God ain't pleased. That's not a sweet sound. Like, I don't understand. Somebody needs to step in and say, no, nah, this ain't it. Like, when do you say, hey, and she's just up there hollering. Just up there hollering and hooting. And this player.
It's, hold on. It's one, two.
Yes, let's talk. It's.
It's an organist too.
Yes, there's one, two, three, four, five other people. Somebody need to stop him and just say stop. Just stop.
Go ahead. Somebody need to
check that brother just to make sure he wasn't having some type of cardiac event. Like, he wasn't. That couldn't have been voluntary keystrokes. Because that he was going through something. Because that's either that or he really. Do you remember that time they had the person, and I forget what event it was for, but it was supposed to be an ASL, a sign language person, and it turned out that person was not doing any real sign language at all.
Yes.
That's what this is. This ain't a real piano player. They just went and got somebody, and this sister is just yelling. Just yelling.
Yeah. It's so many people are culpable here. It's so many. There's enough blame to be shared amongst many people. So many.
Bring up the sword swallow.
Yeah, it's just. And the other people are playing, like the bass player, he's doing his thing, and the guitar.
Can you play it again? Because I need to try to hear everybody else.
Oh, good luck hearing everybody else.
Yeah, I need to try to hear all the other.
I'm healed in my mind, hey. I'm healed in my soul. When I count your name,
The problem I want to know is what, even like, none of the musicians are on. So I can see, yes, if like, even like maybe the drummer was still, you know, doing his thing, like trying to keep it together. But the drummer was just off, going off and doing whatever. It was just all around.
Yo, the real victim here is the pastor who has to minister after this. And Darnell Jackson said the six viewers are the band. The six viewers, people that's viewing this live stream, are the band. Oh, maybe, man, this was a joke. Maybe they're just having rehearsal. I would even appreciate it if it's Youth Sunday or something, and then you got a young minister of music up there. But that was absolute trash. Man,
this is a full grown woman. This not that. I think we would accept it if it was like the kids coming up there, you know. But this is a full grown woman.
I feel so, like, she got her hand on her hip. She knows she's doing her good,
man. She's trying, man. She out here.
She knows she's bringing souls to the Lord.
Making a joyful noise. Give her all.
Just noise.
All right. I do have one video after credits. Do you have something for the...
So our neighbors on Instagram, thank you for joining us over here now. We appreciate it. Nah, man. I'm good.
Okay. All right.
Go right to it.
No, I'm going to do that. We do have some for after credits, but for those of you who want to leave now, we do this show every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, usually, right here on, let me be helpful if I actually shared the thing with the neighbors. 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram as well. You can go to turntoneighbor.com for all the ways you can catch the show on demand. Of course, the Turn to Your Neighbor podcast, everywhere you get your audio podcast from. Thank you so much to all y'all for hanging with us, for listening. Thank you for everybody with your comments. We appreciate it because neighbors, you make this show what it is. We just out here. Y'all bring the real flavor.
We appreciate y'all.
We appreciate y'all. Okay, I do have one more video, like I said, and one more warning. This video does feature the N-word. So if you have a problem with that, use of that word, you might want to.
We're not talking about Nahum, Nehemiah. No, those ain't the words.
No, Nazareth. No. We talk about the N-word as it refers to African Americans. Okay, all right.
There we go.
Yeah, so it's no confusion. And again, I just did not feel like editing. So this is why I just after credits. I'll play it right now. Here we go.
Me and he wants me in heaven. Gonna let now one of y'all niggas make me miss my God. I'm just not gonna do it. No, sorry, Bobby. God loves me and he wants me in heaven. Gonna let now one of y'all God loves me and he wants me in heaven.
So
let now one of y'all niggas make me miss my God.
So she not gonna let none of y'all make her miss her God. And this was in church. And she said it with her full chest, too.
Her full chest. Hey, sometimes. Ty was right. I'm tired of this. Sometimes you got to speak the language of the people. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, and you got to just speak. So they'll understand what's happening. Was this part of a larger sermon?
No, she. I don't know what this. It can't be a sermon. I don't. This kind of way she's standing. I don't think this is a sermon. I think she just had something to say. You know,
hey,
who knows? She could be going the way to lift the offering right after this, because you know people get up, they don't do what they're supposed to do. she could be up there to do the welcome address. Lift the offering. This could be testimony service. There's so many different things this could be.
Hey, man, if you ain't got some type of scripture or some reference to make and you just feel you have a need to get up and get out there, you should pause. We should think about maybe I shouldn't say that. Like, man, just everybody just take a pause. That's all we got to do. Just stop and think. Ask somebody else. Now, here's the thing. I'm not going to totally brand her, because here's my thing. As someone who has dropped the N-bomb in executive committee meetings before for the church, like, I understand. I've dropped a word or two before to get people's attention, to emphasize some things. And so she was trying to emphasize who she wasn't going to let get in between her and her God. Wasn't nobody in that room, was none of y'all people gonna get in front of her and her God. And she just wanted to let y'all know that. And no uncertain terms, baby. And that's what happened. So God bless her and God bless everybody involved. I think her message went through beautifully and I hope the people were touched. Amen. She just looked wild, too, boy.
And she didn't even like try to catch herself, like it slipped out. No, she just said it and just kept going. It's like
here's the thing. This is, if you notice the actual reaction of the room, nobody was like, hey, take her down. They're like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody was really surprised. Like, no, this is about it. This is about par for the course. This is what we're doing over here. Yep. That's what Sister Mabel gonna do when she get up there. And so I guess that's it.
That's the end. My fear is dropping an F-bomb during the sermon. Oh man.
Brother.
Okay. And if it ever happens, I am I'm gonna be going to the Turner Memorial website to find a video.
I'm about to say, brother, if we get that, if we can get that on video, you're going to become famous. We putting you on the air for show. We'll give you time to rebut it, but we putting you on the air. That's a for show right on, brother. For show. Hey, I God bless. I hope that she got her message out. Whatever she wanted to tell the people, I hope that thing came up on out from her spirit. Amen. Amen.
All right. You good? You got anything else before we get out of here?
I'm good, brother. All y'all be blessed as we are moving into this wonderful spring season. Hey, if you ain't washed your car in a while, wash your car. It's car washing season. Just, you know, keep your junk clean. Don't let it be dusty as the sun starts to shine more. You know, during the winter, you can get a little dusty. Wash your car and clean out the insides too. Some of y'all still got salt on the inside of your whip. Get that taken care of, brother.
That's all. Also, sundress season is on the break. Stay prayed up, my brothers. Stay prayed up. All right, y'all. Until next time, take care and be blessed. Peace.